This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Western wildfires.
It was just too much. I didn't have no water, nothing. I was pouring beer on it.
A threat to baseball's All-Star game.
Investigators are working tirelessly to identify what was going on.
Space tourism.
Welcome to the dawn of a new space age.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup, a weekend of triple-digit heat in the West, just the fuel for intense wildfires that have destroyed homes and forced people to get out to safety. CBS's David Begnaud is covering.
Fire and fury in Northern California as the so-called Beckwith Complex blaze turned at least 20 homes into ash.
I thought it was going to be Mr. Bad with a shovel and some water. The flames are big and they're hot.
Growing to more than triple the size of the city of San Francisco. In Oregon, the bootleg fire exploded over the weekend.
We are seeing doubling in size of the fire every 24 hours. So basically, every ember that falls will start a new fire.
There was so much smoke and ash that it interfered with power lines to the south. That means California lost roughly a tenth of its energy.
Over the past week, new coronavirus cases are up 66%, and the emergence of the Delta variant has raised concerns. Federal health officials say booster vaccine shots are not needed now. Pfizer is trying to make the case that they will be needed. Dr. Anthony Fauci on CBS This Morning.
You're talking about the difference between an organization whose responsibility is to make an official recommendation based on data and a pharmaceutical company, as good as they are, who look at their product and say, we really think you need to get a booster shot.
Now to Colorado and the investigation into the arrest of four people and the weapons found in two hotel rooms near Coors Field, the scene of tomorrow night's Major League All-Star game. CBS's Catherine Herridge says the FBI is on the case.
Three men and one woman face initial charges, including possession of a firearm by a previous offender. One of the suspects, Ricardo Rodriguez, spoke to our Denver station, KCNC, in this jailhouse interview.
They had a sniper rifle, probably two of them. Mid-size assault rifles.
Scott Sweeto, who investigated the Olympic Park bombing, said the immediate priority is looking into the suspect's digital media.
The cell phones, computers, hit social media companies with preservation orders to make sure that no evidence can be destroyed.
In Texas, CBS's Maria Villarreal tells us this is the week the state legislature is due to act on two restrictive voting measures.
Bills filed by Republican state senators would include new ID requirements for people voting by mail, ban 24-hour voting and drive-through voting sites, and increase criminal penalties for election officials or people assisting voters.
What we see today is greater suppression in legislation to provide less access to the polls.
Hundreds of Texans from across the state flocked to the Capitol over the weekend and gave public testimonies in marathon all-night hearings. Republican State Senator Brian Hughes wrote the Senate bill.
Senate Bill 1 is about protecting voters from folks who are trying to steal their votes, from ballot harvesters, folks who are trying to influence, coerce, mislead.
Correspondent Manuel Bojorquez has more on a weekend of protests in Cuba, where food and medicine shortages persist amid a worsening COVID outbreak.
Thousands of protesters gathered in communities around Havana and across the island nation, shouting freedom and we are not afraid. Although protests began peacefully, they soon took a more violent turn as police and special forces moved in to break up the demonstrations. Demonstrators here say they are fed up by food shortages, rising prices, collapsing infrastructure, and the government's response to a rising number of COVID-19 infections.
Police have arrested a Haitian man based in Florida for allegedly recruiting some of the people who shot and killed President Jovenel Moise last week. Police have arrested more than a dozen suspects and are searching for others. Richard Branson says he went from being a child with a dream to being an adult in a spaceship. The 70-year-old billionaire successfully flew into space yesterday in New Mexico with a crew in a plane built by his company.
I have dreamt of this moment since I was a kid. Honestly, nothing could prepare you for the view of Earth from space. I mean, the whole thing was just magical.
Later this month, fellow tycoon Jeff Bezos will set off on his own space mission. A federal judge is considering whether to order fines or other sanctions against Trump lawyers who got behind a lawsuit last year challenging the election results in Michigan. Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood, and others are accused of pushing frivolous claims. Mr. Trump persisted with his unfounded claims of 2020 election fraud as he easily won a 2024 GOP straw poll at a CPAC event in Dallas, attacking members of his own party who've criticized him and Democrats.
They're very vicious and they're smart and they stick together. They don't have Mitt Romney's and Little Ben Sasse's and Bill Cassidy.
In Florida, more manatees died in the first 6 months of this year than in any full year in recorded history. 841, according to wildlife officials. Scientist Grant Gilmore says it's about pollution killing their feeding source.
That's what we think is the primary issue right now. We know, we've documented the disappearance of seagrass.
Overseas, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has condemned the racist abuse on social media targeting three black players who missed their penalty kicks in England's Euro 2020 soccer loss to Italy. London police are investigating. In Rome, the outcome of the game was cause for celebration. It's the first major soccer title for Italy since the 2006 World Cup. Game 3 of the NBA Finals, Giannis came to play.
Holiday inside, a technical foul, gets to the rim on a pretty slip pass.
The big man had 41 points on ABC as Milwaukee beat Phoenix 120-100. The Suns lead the series 2-1. Well, the summer blockbuster is back at movie theaters.
We have to go back to where it all started. We have unfinished business.
The new Marvel movie, Black Widow, took in $80 million in North American ticket sales over the weekend, a new pandemic record, and it earned $60 million in Disney Plus rentals for people who stayed home. It's vacation time and the masks are off. Some things are different.
Americans are taking longer trips as they venture out after COVID. That's according to vacation rental company Vacasa. Vice President of Digital, Caleb Donegan.
A week-long trip is actually not an abnormal thing anymore.
6 out of 7 potential renters look for a place near the water. And the way they search has changed, broadening to a wider area.
Instead of going to San Diego, they're going to California.
Family travel is still big, with just under a third of users searching for 2 bedrooms or larger. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
In Norton Shores, Michigan, David Olson was intent on demolishing the back stairs at his house, but the effort slowed when he kept uncovering bowling balls. 160 of them found so far in his backyard. Turns out the big bowling company, Brunswick, had a plant nearby decades ago, and they were probably made in the 1950s. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
For more than 2 centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show, because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.